Don't make me angry.
You mutants are dangerous.
I froze my brain!
I'm your boyfriend now.
Spy rent behind me.
Ohaku or Not covers the official handbook of the Marvel Universe Deluxe Edition, an encyclopedia series published from 1985 to 1988 by Marvel Comics. And we cover it with several panelists with little to no knowledge of the Marvel Universe, giving their first impressions of each character, its look, concept, and story. Warning, listener discretion is advised. Ohaku or Not is a proud member of the Fire & Water Podcast Network. This is your host, Siskoid, and with me today are...
Amélie,
Isabelle,
Natalie,
Elise,
José,
Shotgun.
Necra to Nightshade.
Necra. Remember how Mandrill had a partner?
Nah.
Here she is, Necra. After her African-American mom got a dose of radiation at work, she was born with chalk-white skin and, feeling an outsider, eventually ran away from home. As she grew up, she developed fangs and the ability to increase her strength and toughness by harnessing her violent emotions, a power boost that lasts until her hateful rage subsides. Just as Mandrill had made her the high priestess of his cult of personality, Necra would eventually become the leader of the cult of Kali and later learn voodoo rituals to command zombies. She is a bitter woman who wants revenge on the world for rejecting her, but is also a clever strategist who uses other people as pawns. Pictured learning voodoo stuff with Black Talon, fighting Daredevil and Black Widow, and in the arms of her one-time lover, the Grim Reaper.
Whoa. I'm so in.
I feel like that tracks.
Yeah.
Is it a cape? Is it powers? Is it... What is it?
It's a fancy skirt.
I want a fancy skirt.
I feel like it's one of those shirts you find in a secondhand store and you're like, how is this supposed to be worn?
Oh, like my tent.
Absolutely. The design is so cool. Even from the back on the second page.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the... butt and back area.
Oh!
It's so cool. I love it.
So is it, like, loose? Does it, like, move? It looks so rigid in the main picture.
Mm-hmm.
It looks wavy on that one, yeah. But it's cloth.
It is cloth, okay.
She's in a wind machine here.
Yeah, I guess, like, in the wind. Like, in here, she's just, like, standing.
Yeah, it gives more of a, like, Morticia-type vibe in the more flowy images.
What outfit was her main outfit? Was it the red one or the non-existent one that I love a lot?
The non-existent one was the main one, and then the red one is later when she started doing voodoo stuff. And
I like to think the red one is for lounging.
Yeah, she's lounging. Clearly.
Well, she's lounging right here.
I think the red one is for artists who can't do the other one.
Oh. I call red.
I feel that.
I kind of like the fact that it's like all the bits that are normally like colored on an outfit, but just like not the main color. The skin would be like the plain color on most outfits.
And then black, like, is the accent?
That, like, the design, yeah. But I'm just like, nah, let's forget the actual clothing part. I love it.
She must have used a lot of double-sided tape, though.
Oh,
like,
she
my
must
God.
Have crazy tan lines.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
No, let's be real. It's not that she uses double-sided tape. It's just tape.
Does she burn in the sun a lot?
No.
What?
No?
Well, not that we know. She never tans. She doesn't go red. She's a mutant.
Oh.
So this is just part of her complexion.
Oh,
I like
Wait,
this.
Mutants don't get sunburns?
Well, this her. One.
Some do, I'm sure.
Her powers come with a physical manifestation. We've never seen her. Maybe she just operates at night. She does a lot of night work.
She does a lot of night work.
I do kind of appreciate that her feet just look like real feet.
Yeah, that's
they
right.
Do. Mm. Yeah, they have like that lump on the side.
Yeah, they look like feet.
I like that she's barefoot.
Yeah.
That lump on this... You mean the ankle?
No,
like this bit.
Like here.
The big toe knuckle.
Hmm.
They don't often draw
just,
that.
Yeah, it's just like... It looks like a real person's foot and not like a perfectly drawn foot.
Or like a Barbie kind of,
well,
foot.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
If you're going to commit drawing this outfit, y'all can draw feet.
Yeah.
Fair.
I must say that her hands look ginormous.
Yes.
Does she have nails? I feel like she should. Does she not?
It doesn't seem like she does, but, like, that's... I agree. She really should.
She seems like she has some on the last, like, seducing picture that I'm a huge fan of.
Does not the hair look like Jasmine when she's in her, like, naughty red outfit.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. Uh-huh. So I am a big fan of the really, really high ponytail. That's cute.
Oh, mm-hmm. So good.
I like that she's powered by hate. I relate. My anger also powers my pettiness.
I feel that's me at work.
Oh man, she's 5'11". Tall lady.
Good for her.
I wonder how she reacted when she started getting bangs.
Oh god.
Oh, does it like, it's like toothing? You're like, ow!
Probably when she had puberty. Like most mutants.
I'm gonna be honest, I really thought that she was gonna be a vampire.
She's got that vibe.
Based on the description that you were giving us, I was like, oh, so she's a vampire. And then you were like, and then you didn't say that she was a vampire.
That's where I thought it was going as well.
She got the better part of the deal. Like, her best friend, the Mandrill, got turned into a monkey.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, so.
True.
So they're not, like, love partners. They're just partners.
Business partners? Mm,
I think there was maybe a love element at some point. But you know how Mandrill is, like, controlled gross. Everyone with his pheromones. I think she broke away from him.
Good for her.
Yeah, oh, didn't you say that she was immune to him?
Maybe.
I think you said that.
I might have. Her anger can pull her toward the...
Yeah, what does the thing do? Like, what does blasts do? Like,
bang!
Or anger blast?
With... Not blast, just get really strong and
okay,
tough.
Okay, really strong. That's, yeah, I'm sorry.
So she was very angry when Black Widow hit her there.
Yeah.
She's so tough, it, she didn't budge.
Oh,
that's
crazy.
That's kick-ass. I love the idea of being punched and not in flinching.
Mm. I also love that she's not punching, she's just standing. She's like, hit me if you want to.
And then when you get tired, I'll... punch you.
And they did a really good job to show her as being so tall compared to Black Widow.
She also has a great butt there.
Yes. And perky breasts.
And needs the thighs. Those are muscles.
Yeah, everything's good.
I am not jealous at all.
Her boobs look good in the main picture, too. They don't look like overly... Like, they do sort of rest a little bit. It's not like wearing a bra, but without a bra.
Yeah.
Because you gotta assume there's not a whole lot of support.
Oh my god, imagine if you're so angry.
The anger is...
Yes! The anger
is an instant lift. Oh my god, please give me that power.
Why need a bra when you've got anger?
That would be hilarious.
Oh. It's kind of a catch-22, because when I take off my bra, I lose anger. And when I put it on, I get angry.
So it's up to your chin.
But it's when I'm angry that I don't need it. Ah, my head!
Is Necra hot or not?
What do you think?
But like...
it's on my show. It's not my place to say.
Beautiful.
Yeah, she's hot, obviously.
But is she like a dick?
Oh yeah, she's totally.
Yeah, totally, but whatever.
She's a hot dick.
Oh, she's definitely a hot dick.
I do
dick.
Wonder what
she
her
is. She's an attractive penis.
That's a myth.
She doesn't make me question my orientation, but I recognize that some might find her hot.
Her thighs are close together.
Oh, yeah.
That's nice.
Maybe she would have chafing. I'm
she would chafe.
Honest.
Like, this person actually knew how to draw.
Mm-hmm. That person probably has seen a woman.
What a hot take for the listeners.
Bravo, Rudy Nebres.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
New Mutants. We've met most of them by now. The New Mutants are essentially the junior X-Men, teenagers learning how to use their powers from Xavier's School for Gifted Youngsters. You'll recognize Karma, Mirage, Cannonball, Magma, Magic, and Cypher. We have yet to meet Wolfsbane, Sunspot, and Warlock.
Tell me about Warlock.
Well, we'll find out all about him in the W's.
Yeah, like we will remember by then.
Like, is he a straw? Because that's what I keep seeing.
Is he it?
But you remember Magus?
It was like
he was like this blob of technology, black and yellow.
Had like a sort of beard.
He had a sort of beard.
Okay, yeah.
That was the dad of Warlock.
Oh.
So Warlock can shapeshift into anything, just like his dad. He's like a...
So he's...
He looks like a robot, but... But the reason he's a mutant is because nobody on his planet is kind-hearted.
Oh.
But he is.
That's sad.
Oof. So they adopted him into the New Mutants.
That's... He kind of looks like... You know how you can, like, carve faces into coconuts?
Yeah, that's I'm totally getting a resort vibe.
Yeah.
What I see is, you know, in cartoons where they, like, hit on a girl and, like, hey.
Oh, yeah.
He looks like he would be in Sticking Around.
Oh yeah. He does!
Yeah.
Oh, my God, you're so right.
Yeah.
Real mature, Bradley.
Hi, guys!
Yeah, exactly. Oh.
So, when you say he can shapeshift, he'll always look like a robot, though.
It'll always have that texture.
A right, straw? Okay.
Black and yellow.
Black and straw.
I cannot see the straw.
Yeah, me neither. It reads scarecrow to me, and it's very strange.
It's like a robot that's like trying to hide in a straw.
He's trying to have hair.
He's trying well, to have
trying
hair.
Trying being the operative word.
Trying to have hair. Same.
See, it's
same.
Like it's like all the bottom ones are the blondes.
Yeah, they're really separated.
Karma has such good hair.
Cannonball looks like he could be 12 or 58.
He kind of looks like he really enjoys golf. Yeah. And, like, going yachting with his friends.
Yeah, I 100% thinks he's cool, but deep down he's just an asshole. Like most of the people I know.
Well, we saw him.
Oh, thank you very much.
No, I self-identify. I'm good.
Well, we saw him. Isn't he, like, a teenager?
Oh, yeah, they're all teenagers.
Yeah.
All
right.
I feel like Wolfsbane is that, like, badass woman in a coming-of-age story that teaches the teen how to not care and be cool.
But she's a teenager also.
Yeah, but she's got that face. Hmm.
She's got an old face.
Honestly, they kind of all do.
They all look not teenagers.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, teenagers back in the day were like 45.
Have you seen movies?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I think my favorite look of all is Wolfsbane, probably because she stands out.
I've always liked that word a lot.
Wolfsbane.
Mm-hmm.
Cool word.
What does it mean?
It's a plant. It's a
plant, yeah.
Oh.
Isn't it poisonous?
Mm-hmm.
It's something you put in your witch's brew.
Yeah.
Oh, probably have it in my yard. Is it invasive?
So you like this concept? Junior X-Men?
I guess for me it kind of feels like, so what, the X-Men? Like, I'm not sure that I really...
Once the X-Men are too old... To be students.
Yeah, but it's basically just the new X-Men, right? Yeah. I guess this new
year. I mean, they should graduate to become X-Men, but it never happens.
So oh, that's a bummer for them.
It's like they can still do stupid shit because they're not adults.
What's stopping the X-Men?
I don't know. Like, that's kind of... Was it like a demographic thing that they wanted to get younger people?
Yeah, because it feels like a rebrand.
Well, in the early 80s, there was a move to, like, young, angsty heroes, teenagers. Mm. So a lot of... There were a lot of teams like that popping up. And then maybe they felt that the X-Men were already...
Too old.
Too adult.
Xavier has a school. He needs to have kids.
Yeah, you need kids.
It is logical.
But then they also have adventures, which is the... They're not just background.
Cool. I guess I just tend to imagine those X-Men, like, perpetually in school.
But you know, in the movies...
But yeah, they're
adults. They're teachers. They're actually teachers.
No, of course, it makes sense. But when I think about them, I tend to imagine them in the school.
I feel like teens in the 80s feels like after-school special, don't do drugs.
That is not even in your experience, Amity. You never came home from school and there was an after-school special?
When I was in elementary school, we would watch the old Degrassis.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I watched the old Degrassi after school. Well, it wasn't old at that time. It was just Degrassi.
Sisters are born in the 80s.
That's true.
70s, I guess.
I definitely saw, like... Very special episodes.
There's a lot of very special episodes, and we have a lot of PSAs. Like, in Canada, we had a lot of PSAs about different things.
Stay alert! Stay safe!
Yeah, just like, play.
I can put my arm back on, you can't!
So, like, or maybe one of these people could grow an arm back, I don't know.
Warlock. So, are the New Mutants hot or not? On a very special episode of Hot or Not, are the New Mutants hot or not?
The important thing is they learned something.
Are the stories, like, good? Are they just, like, mutants sitting in a classroom? Or are they, like...
Are they angsty and thirsty for sex?
Aren't they too young to just go out and, like, possibly die?
Are they even offered drugs?
Or alcohol?
What kind of high school is this?
Where's the peer pressure to do bad decisions?
So is that a hot or not?
No, I'm gonna go hot.
Yes,
I think it's cool.
Yeah, I like most of them when we saw them, so I think it's a nice assembly of different kind of powers, so it's fun.
And I've always liked mutant type of thing in these comics, because I think that's really interesting. And I feel like you can be, like, really creative with it, because everyone has, like, a specific power, so, like, you can be really precise, which I enjoy with mutants. Because I've often wondered, like, if I was a mutant, right? Like, what mundane power would I want to have?
Oh, since you started that, like, what's your thing?
So what's your silly sky-high power?
Is it that you always think of a song that matches the situation?
That's my actual power. I just mean, like...
You can predict every outcome of a television competition.
Yeah, there you go. Just something really, really mundane.
I was gonna say something like
no actual value.
So I was thinking about something like you can't ruin any food that you're making, but that would actually be useful. I would like that.
Like, okay, I would like to be able to, when you're blowing bubbles, actually blow bubbles every time. Because half the time when you blow bubbles,
these are just abilities. They're not powers.
I guess you're right. It's not a power.
No, but maybe it's a lung thing.
If you said, okay, my stupid power is that I can blow bubbles.
Yeah, I think blow
okay.
You don't need the soap.
Yes, be able to just blow bubbles.
Right.
Why not? That's
But then the bubbles are spit. That's gross.
No. Well, her spit is soap. Because she's on
your end. I would have been really good during the pandemic.
Haven't we learned anything about the pandemic? When you blow, spit goes with it. So bubbles that you blow to create still is full of your spit.
Yes, even right now. Yeah.
Nasty.
No, I don't know. I think there's a lot of things, but it always kind of makes me think about that when I think about mutants, and I just think that's fun. It was not a complete thought. I'm sorry, but you know, think about it at home.
Tell us at home. Everybody's got something.
Use the hashtag, what's your thing?
Oh, God.
What's your thing?
Bugs.
Everybody's got to have a thing.
My thing's sound effects. Here's a T-Rex.
Nobody's good at everything. Everybody's good at something. What's your thing?
I got concerned for the feet.
I understand.
I hadn't seen it. It's the worst.
Nightcrawler. Kurt Wagner is a German mutant who was born with blue skin, strange extremities, and a devilish tail. And was found as a baby on the side of the road by a Romani sorceress and then raised in a circus and traveling sideshow. Puberty added the power to teleport over short distances, making a bamf sound and creating a puff of brimstone. His strange anatomy also makes him a great acrobat. Audiences assumed it was all a costume and makeup, but when he was exposed, Professor X had to save him from bloodthirsty villagers and recruit him into the X-Men as Nightcrawler. Most of the time, Kurt is a dashing, flamboyant swashbuckler and ladies' man, but it's sometimes a mask for the more existential side of his personality that has him brood about religion, morality, and the point of it all. One thing he absolutely cannot abide is bigotry, and he'll go after such villains with bestial ferocity. Shown fighting some Morlocks, jumping around Wendigo, a shot of his face, serving lemonade while gripping the top of a doorframe, and teleporting in a fight with Hellfire Club soldiers.
I'm in just for the lemonade.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, we've got lemonade.
Freaking awesome right now.
Yeah.
I'm like weirdly into it.
Yeah, I like it too.
No, I like it too.
I wish his feet weren't like that.
Okay.
But beyond that's a little scary to me.
You see my part?
Although I guess that's kind of mean of me to say because some people probably have feet like this and it's honestly
like,
fine.
We all, they're slippers. We have a solution. Just forever slippers.
They do, like, grip, right? They're, like, hands?
Yeah.
I'm a little confused visually about what I'm seeing.
He's, like, flexing.
Okay.
And here he's just, like normal.
Yeah, I think he's, like, yes, yeah.
Yes, okay.
And the other one's just flat.
I really liked what they did with him in the movies.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really enjoyed his presence there. And I liked that more than the swashbuckling. He had an energy. And I liked the carvings.
Yes.
The carvings were hot.
Yeah, he had like designs on his skin.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's awesome.
One for every mortal sin or something.
Ooh.
I could never get with him. Like, he would know.
I'm into it.
I don't know. Is it just me or is his torso way too small?
I think he's hunched.
There's nothing wrong with short torso.
I think... I'm going to ask this question. It's going to be really stupid, but like...
Excellent.
At least you know.
I can think of two X-Men that are blue. Is there more? Is that like a dominant...
Well, X-Men we talked about that last time. If you're talking about Mystique,
yes,
who is not an X-Men in the comics.
But
Mystique is his mom.
Right.
And Beast?
Beast is blue.
And Beast is blue. Yeah. But Beast became blue after taking some chemicals, because originally he was just white skin.
Does that mean that Mystique abandoned him on the side of the road? Why?
It's a whole thing, probably.
I don't know. She horrified by the blue? That's a bit hypocritical.
Well, no.
I love the response to, why was he abandoned? It's a whole thing.
Maybe she wasn't ready to be a mom.
And no, she's probably on the run from other things. And
she knows that she's not on the right side.
And that he's
going to
get picked up by something, somebody.
Yeah, somebody's going to find him.
It's a weakness.
I guess my question is more because I feel like the other X-Men or mutants that I can think of right now are usually just like flesh tone, I think.
Mm-hmm.
The only people who have like a color I can think of is blue. And that's a bit weird, isn't it? That was my question. Is it mostly blue or are there other colored people? You know?
Yeah, I think all colors are possible in comics.
Yeah,
Necra is chalk white.
You're right. We just saw her.
But you could have Mesmero was green.
I knew you could.
Mesmero was green.
Okay, yeah. I was just curious about the other ones because I couldn't think of anybody right now.
What about fuchsia or teal?
I wonder what it says about me that I'm looking at it and I'm being like, would I find him as sexy without the tail?
Yeah, I like the tail a lot.
I don't think he's that sexy without the tail.
And his prehensile, where you can grab stuff with it.
That's hot!
I like the tail.
I don't know why.
I think he gives me like a Hellboy vibe, and I'm obviously down for that.
Yeah,
I even don't hate the yellow eyes, just like the full blank yellow eyes.
Yeah, that's not bad. I mean,
that's fine.
I like the thought of like you're in bed and it's like, what's this? Is it a hand? Is it a foot? Is it a tail?
Like that?
Is it other weird?
I usually like to know what's touching me.
What weird activity is touching me?
It's like. Ooh, I don't know.
I feel like he'd use it to create surprises that I would not want to know.
Sometimes surprises is fun.
No, I'm old. I want predictable sex.
You know what my favorite thing is? The third guy getting punched. He's my favorite. Look at his face. He's like, ah. It does kind of look like a graphic of what you do for like CPR or something, some kind of medical emergency.
No self-defense.
Yeah. I just love this third guy. He doesn't even look that like hurt. Just like, oh.
I love the gymnastics on the top one.
I love Wendigo.
We'll see him in the W's.
Yeah, dude.
I love how surprised whoever this is about the lemonade and what I think is Professor X just being like, Oh, yes. Thank you for bringing this.
Refreshment.
Perfect timing.
He probably knew it was coming.
Are they in Cerebro?
They're in the danger room.
The danger room.
which everyone should have. So, like a room that they just call the danger room.
I have one. It's called the kitchen.
Nothing says danger like a bunch of lemonade.
The one thing I will say about the costume that really does bother me is how triangular his outfit is. Like, it must be crushing something. Like, I feel like if it's too small...
No, he has... strange extremities, so perhaps it's made for it.
But he does kind of look like hunched forward, like when you're wearing a bathing suit that's too small.
Yeah, that's what
like,
I
when
feel.
When you feel like you have to do this so it stays on.
Oh, that might be why the torso looks short too.
Yes, I think so, because he's leaning,
It's just that like his crotch looks crushed.
In the second shot, you can see a hint of a very nice butt.
Mm. Ooh.
But.
I also like this guy that's getting hit in the other bed.
No, he looks like if he's being choked. It's very alarming.
Oh my god.
Hey, don't fuck with Nightcrawler.
I like how desensitized to violence we are. We're like, look at this guy getting punched. He's so funny.
Hello.
I've
even like the red bits around like the arms and legs. Mm-hmm. I'm cool with that too. And he sounds like a decent guy.
I like his face on the second page. Look at that chiseled jaw, the great hair, the pointy ears.
I was about to say, the pointy ears for me, it's always a plus.
Oh, yes.
It's always cute.
Oh, yes. The tail and the pointy ears, lose that amount.
Yeah. He was an X-Men, though, or not?
Yes.
Okay, but so I'm just kind of surprised that we don't have him in the suit.
Oh, right.
The yellow and black suit, the New Mutants were wearing that. So right. What he's wearing is actually closer to what like Colossus was wearing, because he also had like the shoulder pads.
Of course, the C's. Mm.
The adult X-Men each had their own costumes. Mm-hmm.
Children cannot be...
School kids. Uniforms, yeah. Like when you're out of school.
School uniform, yeah. Mm.
Is Nightcrawler hot or not?
Absolutely.
Hot. Yes. Hot. He's got a good smile and good hair. I'm in.
Indigo hair.
And I feel like I could talk to him a lot and have a lot of fun conversation, and he'd be into like going to the clay cafe.
We would be in bed and I would be thirsty and he would just teleport and bring you lemonade back by teleportation.
You do realize that every teleportation comes with a smelly gas.
Well, he can go to the washroom.
You know what?
Yeah, whatever. You know I think brimstone is my vibe.
Okay. People fart all the time in bed.
It's just like Brimstone by Chanel.
I like that he's well-read.
So that's sexy.
Yeah, because he looks smart and fun and cool and brooding and blue.
What's not to like?
All the qualities I look for my husband.
I'd want to have really long talks late into the night about the existence.
The existence.
Yeah, just in general.
I've never seen anything more beautiful. They don't fear us.
Nightmare. The evil entity that rules our nightmares, this Doctor Strange villain, is basically a demon who watches and feeds on humanity's bad dreams from the dimension of dreams, and sometimes manipulates certain individuals through the dreams he sends them. Doctor Strange, in fact, casts a special protection spell every night before going to sleep in case this guy tries to take revenge on him for his many defeats. His ultimate goal is to incorporate the waking world into his realm by occult means. He loves to torment sleepers, mostly. While he can leave the dream dimension, he's essentially powerless outside of it, and all-powerful inside. He's pictured bringing Strange to himself in a glass ball, riding his demonic steed through his dimension, holding Strange as if a giant, and sitting on his throne.
What's on his shoulder?
On
the throne.
Oh, it's a lizard!
Some sort of demonic
I love it.
Nightmare.
I wish he had a horse.
Well, you know that they're not going to.
I wish he wore a horse.
Yes, I wish he wore a horse.
Now, for those who've seen the new Doctor Strange, okay, so there's going to be a spoiler.
Not really.
You don't care about Doctor Strange.
You hate it.
You hated the first one.
Although you might like this one.
But
it's better.
It's not a real spoiler, but it's kind of a spoiler. For a long time, Nightmare was supposed to be the villain of the second movie.
Yeah.
It was rumored that Nightmare was the... And in the movie, he's not in the movie, but in the movie...
They're referencing dreams.
They keep referencing dreams, and that dreams are a connection to other worlds. And someone in the movie, without spoiling it, is having dreams that actually turns them evil, you know?
Oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, it's those dreams that motivate the villain. So we don't see Nightmare, we don't hear about Nightmare.
That's interesting.
But is Nightmare actually...
Yeah, that he's secretly there?
So it's either like an artifact of that previous version or like a nod.
Now I need to go read that synopsis.
That's very cool.
So my effed up dreams are this guy's fault?
Yeah. Yeah.
I hate him.
Bastard, yeah.
So is his face like that because he's never sleeping?
That's what I look like.
That's a PSA. Get your 8 hours of sleep.
Although he looks alright in the like the tiny Doctor Strange panel.
That's because it's so stretched, you look like a giant.
I legitimately don't like the fact that he's not a horse.
What do you mean? Why should he be a horse?
Mare.
Well, he rides one.
I don't care.
I'm happy he at least rides a horse.
I want him to be a horse.
That would be much sillier.
I don't know if it's that shade of green or something, but I can't unsee my ex.
Oh, no. Yes.
I'm confused.
See it?
Yes. I can't unsee.
Why is it the shade of green that does it?
I don't know.
Yeah, because I feel like other qualities would be
haunting my nightmares? Yeah, okay.
No, I mean...
The hair a little bit.
The hair and, the body type.
The hair's real spiky, though.
The cape.
The face.
The like, collar kind of feels like a shirt that, like, a middle-aged woman wears at a, art gallery.
Yeah, and she has, like mismatched glasses or, like, very brightly colored...
That is actually a person that's
I do have to say, this is basically like Nightmare on Elm Street.
He doesn't kill people in the dreams. It's not Freddy or anything. It's
but
more
it's
of a
very similar vibe.
You're telling me that's not a movie about a horse? Nightmare on Elm Street? No.
What? Is this people running the horse? Nay.
I'm walking out. Fuck this.
It's more elf-ish than I would have expected.
But it's elf, not even good. It's like a cheap costume of an elf.
You know what it feels like to me? It feels like evil elf in like a D&D campaign.
Yeah.
It's like a cheap green goblin.
I do kind of like the suit, though. Like, I wish his face was different.
Or not there, covered, I don't know.
Because I actually kind of like the all green vibe.
I wish he were green.
I wish he were non-existent.
A green horse.
A green horse.
Hole. I like the hole in his cape.
Yeah, that's a good detail.
I like that it's
raggedy.
Yeah, I was like ripped.
It's a decent throne, though. I'm digging that.
And I mean, it comes with a pet, so let's go.
Can I haunt that demon lizard?
Yeah, same.
Please. And the horse?
I love it. Like
and
one of those, please.
Did we see the horse yet?
We're not going to see the horse
what?
Separately.
It's there.
Okay. It's just the horse that he goes
oh
on.
Oh my god.
But didn't we see a black horse?
Yeah.
At some point? Oh, was it? Was it Black Knight?
Black Knight had a horse with bat wings.
Yes, that was the one.
Oh, so cool.
That was cool.
Oh no, he doesn't have wings.
I love when they draw other dimensions. It always looks like a very trippy place.
And
like,
I can't believe
like
that
80s this, trippy.
I decided to go with that in the movie.
Yeah, the movies are like that a lot. They're like really colorful and weird.
The Doctor Strange movies do this.
Yeah.
Which is
I feel like it looks the inside of an arcade,
but
also a circus, but also like horrendous nightmares.
And it's an acid trip.
There's nothing more 80s than, like, zebra print lasers.
I love Doctor Strange in that bubble. He just looks bored.
So what you can do with your power now if you really applied yourself?
Oh my gosh, she came down in a bubble, dog. I just needed to say that. I don't want to be in a bubble, actually. That sounds scary as hell. That's
I
scary.
I love it.
Oh yeah, you know, you can do that, right? And people, like... Getting a thing.
Oh yeah, I'm way too claustrophobic for that. That's scary.
Yeah,
I did that a few times. It's fun. Mm-mm. I win the race.
Is Nightmare?
No.
Not or not.
Without his face, I'm kind of down. But like with his face, it falls into the not.
And just the personality.
Yeah, he sounds like an asshole. I'm not into it.
I don't hate it that much.
No, I don't. I don't despise it. But like I said. Most of them, I'm pretty cool with. I think it's a cool outfit.
But it's like, I don't want to date him.
No.
I hate it. I hate everything about it. I want to be able to sleep.
Well, what if he, like, goes into your dreams and, like, I'm really hot?
Yeah, that's fucked up.
That's a nightmare.
As I've said before many times, the powers that, like, mess with your head, I am really adamantly against.
I want to replace him on the horse by the demon on the horse.
Yes.
So the horse is riding him?
Yes.
No, the demon here on the horse.
Oh.
And they would run this nightmare place.
I would watch that.
Yeah, that comes to my door picking me up for a date I'm in.
Do you believe in the boogeyman?
No.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Nightshade. Born into poverty in Harlem, Tilda Johnson had a genius gift for science, but hid it from the world behind childish behavior. By the age of 16, she'd secretly amassed a wealth of knowledge on genetics, cybernetics, and physics, and turned to crime, seeing it as the quickest way out of the ghetto. The supervillain Yellow Claw took notice and hired her to turn prison inmates into werewolves, but the scheme failed because of Captain America and S.H.I.E.L.D. She went into business for herself, using chemicals to make Cap and Falcon fight, for example, and creating a bunch of robot henchmen, including one that acted as the boss, while she acted as his dumb girlfriend, running protection rackets, etc. In addition to her brilliant mind, she's a pretty good athlete and hand-to-hand fighter, pictured shooting a security guard or policeman.
I love the conversation. You're like, all right, here's the plan. You're going to turn these people into werewolves.
What about werewolves? And everyone's like, of course!
It's even better.
How did you not think of this before?
Yeah. It's even better. It's into obedient werewolf-like creatures. So they can train them like dogs.
Oof. Jumping through hoops and stuff?
Yes, please.
Nightshade is another poisonous plant.
What's the theme?
Is that the theme? It's the theme!
We found the theme, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Be afraid.
Yes. I love the hair.
Oh, yeah, I was about
the
to
hair
say.
Is so cool.
The buns, the two buns. Yes, please.
And like the headband too. It's really, really cool.
It must be hard to fight in a bikini.
Yeah, like
a leather bikini.
Oh, and the sweaty boots too.
And the boots in a heel.
They're like, really oof high up too. Like, that's why it's great, but like, damn, that must not be comfortable.
That's why they're so little. Because it would be sticky and, you know, you would sweat a lot, so you put less leather.
I like that she has smaller boobs.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Good for her.
And she's quite short, too. 5'4".
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Representation!
I don't have legs long like that. This is a lie.
Well, maybe if you put leather boots.
Yeah, you just need leather boots about 3 inches, maybe 4. That's over your knee, but not quite to your crotch. We need to go shop for this now. Apparently, we'll add like, I don't know, 5 inches.
I like the gold jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Nice accent.
I like the armbands. They're fun.
I like the choker.
I really hate the posture in the second picture. Like,
she's like really twisted.
Like, it's like quintessential like sexy action shot where it's just like, how is that physically possible?
Yeah, my hips are facing you, but you miss all of my boobies because I'm completely my back is hurting just thinking about it.
Is the posture in the image kind of that like innocent kind of vibe that she was projecting?
Probably.
Because she does use that as a cover,
yeah.
So yeah, that makes sense.
It feels like, oh, I'm just...
What do you think of that plan? I don't mean the werewolves.
I think that's brilliant, frankly.
Yeah.
And especially as a woman.
Yeah.
Not only that, but also, yeah, it's not just not to have a target on her back, but also that people would respect that probably male-presenting thing that she could control.
Yeah, and then she can actually hear what people think about her things without, like, it being said to a woman.
They're not as fake, probably, or more open if it's someone else, so
yeah,
she can actually know, like, well, I guess Johnny's out of the gang. We must kill him. He betrayed me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure people, like, go blabbing when they think, like, the people in the room aren't important.
I do that at work.
Yeah.
No, it's like, as soon as it's, like, the 4 or 3 people I know, I'm like, did you hear about this? And this? And that?
I like the gloves, too. I think they're fun.
Why is it nightshade?
I think it's just a generic name.
That sounds cool.
I mean,
does she
nightshade is a poison plant.
Does she do night work,
too? Is it
too?
Because science? Is it science?
Night, like, can be a villainous
fair
name or whatever. Like, she works undercover of night. She's the poison you don't notice. Plants are feminine. I don't know. There's...
You've done a good job. Okay.
Yeah.
Dresses in black.
I feel that she does a lot of, like, her crime work at night. What's something that goes well with night and sounds cool? And they go through the list and it's like, nightshade hasn't been used. How about this? Yeah, okay, good, cool. The only thing I would say that I don't like, and it's not her, it's I find the shading really awful on her face.
Yeah.
I find that, like, they don't do her justice. Redo this, please. She's beautiful.
Yeah, it does seem a bit strange.
It's
yeah
too dark and, like, wrinkly when she's, what, maybe 25?
It makes her look, like, really much older in the
mm-hmm
face.
Mm-hmm. And I don't like that.
It looks like how you'd shade a character that would not be colored. You know, obviously there's a colorist. Mm-hmm. Like, the artist did something in black and white. Because there's a lot of shading on those boots
shade
as well. You know, there's a lot of...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Maybe that's just because you've got, like, the other one has a cleaner
yeah
art style.
Exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The other panel.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but I don't like it.
I like that she's a secret scientist.
Mm-hmm.
There's not enough secret science happening.
Like, is there any, like, in the comics, is there a Shuri?
Yes, but that's pretty recent.
Okay, so she wouldn't be associated with that because she's smart, she's a girl, she's black. She could fit the bill, so I didn't know if it was...
Similar look.
Yeah. Well, I've seen from the movie, but the hair and all, yeah.
No, but Shuri did not exist or was not a concern.
She's not a concern.
Is Nightshade hot or not?
Hot.
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 Yeah. I thought you said you wouldn't answer.
Like, I have no feeling whatsoever. I've never seen this character in the wild.
No. In the wild.
Yeah, well, actually, that's a good question. What does she do, like, with her days?
She's fucked Captain America a couple times.
Secret science.
She's fought Power Man and Iron Fist. I mean, once you've fought Power Man and Iron Fist, there's no way to go but down.
I like to think that, like, on her days off, she does science with kids, and she's like, what will happen when I put this baking soda with this vinegar?
But she's still dressed like this, but with a lab coat.
And, like, glasses. Yes. Protection glasses.
I love
safety
it.
Safety
yes.
first.
Yeah.
Yeah, she has her gloves and no open toe. She's good to go. Yeah,
full with that tummy exposed.
The logical bitch, the logical lip. Spinning squirrel with Lilith. It's a prodigal witch. Sticked out and bring his crimson, a hot finger of evil women. Singing simple hymns of demons. We got them screaming for Jesus. They need us like preachers. Believe us or reap us. Like crime from the lion's den. Weep us from bleachers. No sleep but a weak one. Shit is tiring. Been arrested for the wicked. I'm behind men conspiring.
Art credits. Necra by Rudy Nebres. New Mutants by Jackson Geis. Nightcrawler by Dave Cockrum. Nightmare by Nestor Redondo. And Nightshade by Alan Weiss. In 2011, the Irredeemable Shag and Aqua Rob Kelly teamed up to create the Fire and Water podcast. In 2016, they teamed up with Ryan Daly, The Franklins, and Siskoid to form the Fire and Water Podcast Network. A network built on teaming up needs a show about team-ups.
Marvel Team-Up.
Yes.
The Brave and the Bold?
You know it.
Marvel 2-in-1.
It's clobbering time.
DC Comics presents.
Of course.
Supervillain Team-Up?
Good idea.
Youngblood X-Force?
Technically.
FW Team Up, only from the Fire and Water Podcast Network. Female bag. Woo! Comments on episode 81, Mutant Force, Mysterio, Mystique, Namorita, and Nebula. Captain Entropy's comment on the run. He says, great episode as always, and now you're more than halfway through the alphabet.
Wow. Because
we ended with the M's, and that's like 13 letters.
I'm hoping that, like, you know, Q,
that's going to go quick.
Y, like, quick.
Yeah.
R will take forever.
P's, R's, yeah. S's, and T's.
Oh, I forgot about T's.
Yeah, those Wheel of Fortune letters.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's look at what they said about Mutant Force. Mike W. reveals that Slither actually did associate with the Serpent Society when Viper took it over during Mark Gruenwald's Captain America run. Slither was kind of Viper's pet that she used to attack people.
Oh.
He says, I think the rest of the Mutant Force changed their names and joined the Resistance, but it didn't make them any more interesting. Those names? Burner became Crucible. Peeper became Occult. Shocker became Paralyzer. And Lifter was Meteorite.
Okay.
Sure.
I don't approve of much.
People don't seem convinced that these are better names.
No.
Not at all.
Especially Crucible in yellow.
Well, they probably changed their costumes too.
No.
They don't have that much money.
Like, is there like a logic?
Probably not.
Because those names are very logical. Like, Lifter and shit. It's well, just yeah. like, yeah, that dude lifts. So, Meteorite. I was like, what?
Eric says, since the question, does Slither speak with a lisp, was brought up, I dug out my copy of Captain America Annual number 4 and found that no, he speaks in a normal voice, albeit in typically stilted Kirby dialogue. He introduces himself to Cap by announcing, greetings, Captain America. Slither is my name and strangling is my game.
Yes.
Wow.
Rather refreshing that Kirby resisted the cliche of having a snake-themed character stretch out their S sound into a hiss. But apparently, by the time Slither joined the Serpent Society, he was now speaking with a hiss or lisp.
Boop.
For example, when questioned about Viper's plans, he said, I'd sooner die than betray my mistress.
Lame.
Mike Dynas answers, maybe he developed a lisp from all the times he got punched in the mouth by Cap.
Oh, yeah, sure.
What's the supervillain dental plan like?
I got rid of my lisp.
So it's possible, Slither. Gene Hendricks made reference to Grady Stiles, a.k.a. Crab Boy, in relation to Shocker, while Chris Franklin wondered if No one got a call from the Spider-Man office since they also had a villain called Shocker. Mike Dynas thinks he looks like Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh, okay. I cannot see it.
Mysterio.
Yay.
Chris Franklin on What's Under the Bowl. Quentin Beck was usually depicted with a black bowl cut. And on the 60s Spider-Man cartoon, they doubled down and gave him pointed ears, giving him the appearance of Leonard Nimoy as Mr. Spock. I guess it kind of makes sense from a special effects perspective. The movie version of Mysterio was Boss, and I'm kind of sorry he didn't show up in No Way Home.
We have a pointed ear fetish, so.
Yeah.
Still hot.
That is the most illogical attitude.
Bowl cuts are hard to pull off, though.
Undignified.
Mystique. Chris continues. He says, speaking of special effects, I have always wondered who decided more naked was a good approach for Mystique in the films. I mean, as a straight male, I'm not going to say the look wasn't appealing, but it sure was an odd way to go and undoubtedly very uncomfortable for both actresses and all their stand-ins and stunt doubles. Plus, more time consuming applying all that makeup everywhere. Eric says, regarding the revelation that Mystique is Nightcrawler's biological mother, Chris Claremont's original plan was that Destiny, I don't know if the ladies remember her from back in the D's.
Yeah, she had this big headpiece.
How do you remember everything?
Because I re-listened not that long ago.
I don't even remember the characters we've just done.
She was older, she was blind, and she could see the future, and she's in the...
Oh, yeah, Okay.
I
still don't know.
So that would Destiny would be Nightcrawler's mother was the plan, and that Mystique was his biological father.
Oh.
When Mystique assumes a male form, the reproductive system is fully functional in every way.
Whoa!
That's crazy.
Marvel's editorial department nixed the idea.
That's probably cool.
Too ahead of its time. Claremont did still present Mystique and Destiny as having a long-time romantic relationship. While he couldn't outright say that they were a couple, he implied it very strongly, or as strongly as he could at the time. Also got Nemorita. Kurt Anstad, as a big New Warriors fan, can fill in any Nemorita questions, apparently, including her college major, which was environmental engineering to help protect the planet. So we were close. She was revealed later to be a clone of Namora instead of the daughter of Namora, so she is also half Atlantean, half human, like Namor, and like Namora, rather than three-fourths human. That doesn't seem like that was necessary. Baron Bites says, with the number of times Atlantis got destroyed, moved, rebuilt, taken over in the 60s, Nemorita made a good call living on the surface during her childhood. Mike Dynas says, I always confused her with Marina, so I was disappointed with New Warriors, Heroes of the 90s, for more reasons than one. I just want more Marina stories. And finally, a quick comment about Nebula. Mike Dynas says, am I the only one who is getting a Vampirella vibe from this pic? Especially for the pose.
Yeah, totally. We're all just doing the hand.
Okay. And, the P.O. Box.
Mike, don't forget about the P.O. Box.
P.O. Box. We got a package from our friend Ange.
Oh,
thanks, Ange.
Here's the letter. He says, hello, Siskoid and the Hodmu Gang. Recently went to the new Wicked Comics Con here in Boston and had a great time. Was fortunate to meet both Rick Leonardi and Trevor Von Eden at the show. These are artists, both of whom have Ohodmu pages, which I was able to get signed.
Ooh.
As always, both were very intrigued and amused by the concept of the show. And as usual, both struggled with the personalization of To the Ohodmu Girls, which is why I put it on the post-it in the bag when I handed it to them. Leonardi had a little problem because he always asks right down if the character is hot or not. And they feel very awkward about it.
Why?
Leonardi had little problem declaring Dagger as hot.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Of course.
And I like that he drew a bursting thermometer to indicate his feelings.
Accurate.
It's so cool.
Very accurate as well.
So cool.
That's amazing.
So this is one autograph. Trevor Von Eden seemed more perplexed by the request for him to declare Fool Killer as hot or not. Ultimately, he simply wrote,
Hot or not.
He looked at me a little confused and said, I just think it depends.
Good answer.
That's fair.
And as a bonus, I threw in a couple of armadillo issues I came across in the bargain boxes. The Big Spoon! Somebody has this one.
I have the other one, I think.
I have
that one.
You have that one?
Yeah, yeah, because Captain America.
And I think I have that one.
So you can complete your collections by
having the other.
It's the other half of the story.
That's so
I guess. So if you have this one, then you want this one. And if you got this one, you want this one.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ange.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
so really nice.
And before we go, we have to mention the Fire & Water Podcast Network Patreon page at patreon.com/FWPodcast. If you like our content, please think about making a one-time or a monthly donation, the amount of which will allow you to unlock rewards like getting on the hot list and getting the girls to throw a custom compliment at you.
And it is throwing at them.
Pretty much. Because now we've got, I mean, you were saying plants? There's just Nightshade.
No, there's also Wolfsbane.
Oh, yeah, I guess. And Nightcrawler's a worm. It's a fishing worm.
Night things.
Night.
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 Night work.
Okay, I have a story about Nightcrawler. Decide if you want to keep it in or not. But as a kid...
I've already decided.
Okay, as a very French kid... I didn't know what a Nightcrawler was. And there was this place in my hometown that had a sign for Nightcrawlers and the price and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy that lived there, like, it was his parents' house, but the kid would DJ some shows. And I thought that a Nightcrawler was like a DJ show for the longest time.
You know what? I think that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's
like a Bob Crawl, but you know.
I understand your logic.
Well, the term is used, there's a movie with Jake Gyllenhaal called Nightcrawler, and in that he's just like, he's at night just with a video camera looking for news, looking for car accidents and stuff.
Yeah.
So he's crawling through the night. I guess he can use it in many ways. Now, turn that into a compliment for Eric.
I would dance all night to the music with you.
Sure.
We need one for Monsieur Dick.
I would double check the locks at night just to make sure you're safe.
Aww.
That's good.
Mike Dynas.
You are my moon.
And Gene Hendricks.
And our stars.
Right. We love you all from the moon and back.
To the moon and back.
Yeah, that's the expression.
All right, say goodnight, though.
Yes, I think you should.
Bye.
Bye. Goodbye.
We love you.
Professor Hex.
Professor Hex.
Professor Hex.
You're doing great.
Wait, that's a lie.